Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
so excited! Oh my god! So
welcome excited. To the very first episode of The Culture Shock. Yes, we are your hosts. I'm Phoenix.
I am Lix.
I'm Crystal.
Yes, and we are the Culture Shock kids. Yo, even though we are all
grown as shit.
Oh my goodness, gentlemen.
This feels great.
So it's interesting that we kick off the very first episode of the Culture Shock podcast. Now, normally, for those of you who will be tuning in, and hopefully as regulars, we will have more topics to discuss.
But there is nothing in the freaking news right now. Nothing.
Nothing but this bullshit.
So we come to you on the very first episode. We have one topic, and it is, of course, the coronavirus.
Right here. It's better as a beer.
Corona.
But, you know. Corona.
So.
Is that a song? No, it's I. What is that? Is it I, Corona?
No, it's I.
I, Caramba. Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, I technically don't give two shits.
I, Corona. It's I, Corona now, damn it.
Now it is. I like that spin.
Because I, Corona, they, Corona, everybody fucking Corona. I mean, they all Corona right now. So
everybody motherfucking Corona.
Our main topic today is coronavirus is fucking everything up.
Everything.
So it was declared, I believe, today as a national pandemic.
It's a pandemic. Hope y'all
is that like a way of saying like we're going too crazy about this?
You're going to die.
You're
all going to die.
That's the scare tactic.
It's a freaking scare tactic.
It sounds like a scare tactic.
Well, it also could be that way that the government can ask for certain levels of funding to help battle the pandemic as opposed to a virus.
So basically what they're trying to do is raise money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right?
What's the cause?
I mean, do I think it's serious? Of course I do. But do I think it's something that I'm going to worry about and kill myself
I will with stress? Say no. I worked my job the other day.
Right.
I've never washed my hands that many times.
Oh my gosh.
In a single shift.
Oh my god.
I'm talking like before I left to go to the restroom, as soon as I was done in the restroom,
and then as soon as
I came back. Yeah. Every time.
The illest thing that for me is the best thing for me is that I worked in the medical field for like 5-6 years.
Right.
So I know how to wash my hands.
Do you still, let me ask you, do you sing Happy Birthday twice?
No, we singing that new song. You ain't heard that new song?
No,
man. So there's this song,
sing me the song.
It's a song out in Vietnam. Uh-oh. About the coronavirus, about how you're supposed to wash your hands. Like, now obviously I can't translate Vietnamese, but like the lyrics are sort of like, you know scrub, wash your hands, don't touch your eyes, nose, face, or mouth. And then, like, and the last line is, we're trying to beat the coronavirus. But the way they say it is so dope, because it goes like it would be like I can't say it.
It rhymes.
But it's so like, it don't just rhyme, nigga. That shit slap. Like, I'm like, serious. Like, because the last line be like, a corner, you like, hey. I'm like, so now, like, every time I wash my hands, that's how I do it. I'm like,
Oh my God.
The thing that surprised me the most about this whole thing was when it came to Ohio and how many stories they have to, how many cases has popped up since then. Now,
you know,
the other morning was no cases in Ohio.
And now all of a sudden we got three.
By 6 p.m., the same day that they said two different newscasts, it's no cases in Ohio, we don't have to worry, yada, yada, yada. 6 p.m., it was three cases in Ohio.
Well, yeah, those people got off a cruise from, they were on the Nile or something.
That's what you did. Stop taking cruises, y'all.
I know, right?
Stop taking cruises.
Cruises have been bad for the past 5-6 years.
No, really. but they're so fun, 10 years, though. Probably. Oh, my God.
I really want to go on one.
You've never been on one. Oh, my gosh.
I went on one cruise. No, I'm sorry, that's not true. I went on 3 cruises. Yeah, like 2 of them I was a kid, so of course everything was great.
Well, yeah.
But like, I went on 1 cruise as an adult, and I was like, I don't know why people do this. I was in New Orleans.
And, oh, I would love.
And like we, you know what I'm saying?
So
like,
do I.
New Orleans is fantastic.
I want to go. I want to go to Nolens.
Yeah, like so we got on this cruise and like you know. It's cool, but like me and large bodies of water, we don't mix. Like, we'll mix at all.
But there's no diving off of cruise ships.
No, I get that, but it's just that motion.
When you look at,
like,
oh, really?
No, it's not even the motion for me. As you look out and don't see land.
Yeah.
The anxiety go like, hey, when we dock.
Oh my God,
like,
I love it.
I've never been on a cruise, but I've been on a Nautica and a Good Times 3.
Yeah.
And when they get out in the water, it is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh my. I've been on a few.
I mean, it's enjoying. It's calming to the sound of the water. That's the calming part. But when you look, when you actually sit back
and you're like,
feel what's going on.
Damn.
You're like, nah, man, this ain't right.
I think I've seen too many like horror movies at sea.
As soon as I don't see
buildings and stuff and people, I'm like, we're all gonna die.
We're all going to die.
No. I got you.
I definitely. We
went, feel you on that.
We cruised to Bermuda 2 Octobers ago for our 20th wedding anniversary.
And y'all get lost.
We didn't get lost. No triangles. There were no triangles anywhere. I was really sad.
I said
I'm looking for a triangle. Didn't see one damn triangle. Not one.
It wasn't even no building shape. Nothing.
I was so disappointed. I'm like, this is all hyped to get you there.
They are lying to us.
It's all hyped to get you there.
That's a nice little tourist trap right there.
Absolutely. Oh my God!
Now, I'm sick of this.
Their national drink though is really good. It's called the Dark and Stormy. It's so good.
That sounds.
But it's so good.
That sounds Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, it's so
that's probably
good.
What it is. Everybody was drinking that shit. So like, no,
good.
I think I've seen
the
Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, I drank plenty of them, and I didn't say I still didn't see the damn triangle. Oh, the beach rocked out of my mind. I didn't see the damn triangle.
I'm ready for a cruise.
They're fun. They're fun. No. They have. I want to go on one of the river cruises that go on like the Mississippi or the Missouri or one of the national cruises.
Okay.
Right. And they look fun. Like they're all outside rooms and they dock at different places throughout the country. And well, because they're all the rooms are they all just face out because it's a boat, it's a riverboat.
Yeah,
it's not a cruise ship.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
everything you just described sounds horrible.
What?
Everything.
Why?
It sounds fun. I mean, I gotta experience at least once.
They're fun.
Listen, thanks to
coronavirus, you probably won't ever get to experience the shit again.
Imagine how cheap they are right now.
Man, flights are cheap.
That's probably worse.
Flights are cheap?
Shoot, I should fly to...
The Dow has dropped.
The Dow is now the WAD. It's flipped around completely.
Yeah.
It dropped so far, it's the WAD.
Yeah, dude. What, they dropped like 2,700 points in one day.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Since the last recession we've been through.
Yeah.
Would you be ready for another one?
Oh no!
I'm not saying would you be ready. Like I'm not. Of course, I'm not ready for a recession or anything.
Right.
But do you think since you went through one, would you be able to survive?
Now it's like old hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it all depends on how recessions hit. Like, because they hit different people in different ways.
Right.
So like before it was more like a housing bubble that burst.
Mm-hmm.
That was the cause of the recession.
Oh my gosh.
So I really wasn't affected by that.
Right.
My
40 hours a week turned into 32 and they told us that that's full time. I said you got to be shitting.
No, it's not.
I've been working for 20 plus years. I know for a fact
Like,
that is
only
not.
Only way 32 hours is full time is if you're raising my pay. Yeah,
absolutely.
But see, that was the card they tried to pitch you.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. And I'm like, you can't pitch me that.
Baloney.
Now, these millennials or these new people that's coming in to
work. Yeah, 32.
You can give that to them, but you can't give it to me. I've been working.
I have to work 32 hours a week. I have to work full time. And shut up. No, yeah, really?
Right. No, that's not. Sorry, that's not a real thing.
That's not a real thing. But that's how. Well, you know, maybe that'll help. Like my daughter work smarter, not harder. She won't work 40 hours a week, and I don't want her to. I want her to work smart and make the same money.
The way things are now, and to be honest, the way things are set up now, is for you to actually make more, but they're giving it to you. They're giving you so much. What you want to call it? They want to give you so much temptation.
You can't twist that, make it break.
They want to give you so much temptation to say, hey, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah. Right,
we want to give you all of this, but here's this. Come on, buy
yeah,
this.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got Fire Stick now. Uh-huh. Every app costs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Every app costs. You think?
And you know what?
And them apps add up. If you buy 10 of them,
heck yeah.
I'm sitting with what? Netflix, Hulu, Prime,
Disney.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
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 and I still got like Google Play and stuff like that.
Right, the free
so
stuff.
So I'm like, so Netflix is like 17.
Right.
Google Play's 10.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus is 7.
Yep.
Hulu is 8. Prime comes with the phone.
So basically you pay at least
$70.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if coronavirus is doing that kind of damage to where like there are every pretty much major event where people are gathered are being canceled.
Yeah.
South by Southwest got canceled.
They canceled South by Southwest.
Wow.
And how much, money?
The revenue that is going to be affected. That's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Listen, Austin has very little other draws
than South by Southwest. Right, yeah, right.
$350 million.
Exactly.
That's like, oh, my God.
I know people on Twitter who literally like paid their airfare, Airbnb, everything that gets to South by Southwest to have it be canceled.
And of course, it's not insured. And they're, you canceled it. Oh, so sorry. Oh, I mean, I don't care that there's a virus, because they're sensible and they realize that this is not the ridiculousness that...
Right.
So mad.
I mean, it's just the fact that this
But I mean, like, if you're an app seller, like... Especially like if you're a movie app seller,
right?
Business gotta be good right now because people are staying home.
Hell yeah,
tucking in, getting their binge lists on.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like you said it right. You said it correctly too. Like
I agree.
They are really
about to rake it in.
Yeah, they banging because I've been binge watching like a motherfucker. At the end of the day, I look at it for what it's worth. Like I'm saying, hey, you know. We know what this shit does and ain't doing. Like, as far as what we know and how we getting along, like, you don't see 20 to 45-year-old in shape,
right?
Active people getting this shit. You know what I'm saying? You see the,
It's mostly older people you know with, what I'm saying? Like, with weak immune systems.
And with complications. Like, one of the first deaths was a guy that was in his 80s and had a few underlying health issues.
Right, exactly.
So I was like, well of course it's going to take him out if it's a cluster of fucking viruses.
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying? That could do anything from a common cold to SARS.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm
saying? And it's all about how your body responds to the shit.
Exactly. I completely agree with you. Yeah.
Like when you look at the amount of cases, like when you only have people who are dying for other causes.
Because
of other complications.
Right.
You gotta be wondering, is this really that big of a deal, or is it
it's a media virus, I'm telling you. It's a freaking media virus. I'm sorry.
That's no way of putting it.
Yeah. I mean, because I feel like what if somebody already has the flu, and then all of a sudden they get coronavirus.
Then they die of the flu.
You die of the flu. Yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying you can't
like,
die of the coronavirus, but you know what? I don't know. I can't. I don't know. I just.
It scared everybody. It scared the shit out of everyone, and it's very much, the scariest situation. Like we had swine flu. We had mad cow disease. We had all of that bullshit.
But avian this one, flu.
But this shit here is something different. Like this is it went to, wearing masks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To wash your hands. Like, okay, yeah. So which one is it?
I mean, something really good that I heard about this virus, you know, and please, nobody get mad at me for saying this, but it was made in China, so it's not going to last long.
Yo, it didn't. Wait a minute.
That's funny.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, God.
See, I can't not snark. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, uh-huh. I caught that shit, too.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
This is an important alert. The Oochie Coo is attacking. That means the weather is getting warmer and butts are sticking out from shorts and skirts that are too short. The Oochie Coo is again attacking and will not rest until it has pinched all the butts in the area. It has been attacking from Memphis to Madison. Any butt sticking out is in jeopardy. Protect yourself now from the Oochie Coo by dressing modestly and carrying pepper spray. If you are pinched, contact your local sheriff's office as soon as possible so that they can enjoy the laugh too. Again, the Oochie Coo is attacking. Protect yourself now. This has been a public service announcement.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's the Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
All the other cases that popped up is people that self-quarantining themselves.
Yeah. I'll self-quarantine myself.
I came into contact with it. Oh, I need to be quarantined.
Right.
So it's like six little cities on the outskirts of Cleveland that got it.
No, I'll be fair. I haven't been delving into the ins and outs of it as much as I probably should have. But I do think, like, pandemic is the right word, because pandemic is what's short of pandemonium.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like...
And that's what's starting to happen.
Yeah, like, to me, I'm like, I feel like people are like, oh... Like, the headlines I've been seeing, which are BS, you should probably read the articles.
Oh, they're hysterical.
But, yeah,
Did you notice on CNN how all the headlines are tagged with bold red letters, and it's all about the coronavirus?
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
And I think it's them playing into the hysteria.
Yes.
Yeah, they're playing into the hysteria.
I agree.
So, like, there was a guy, I guess, who supposedly was infected with coronavirus, and he, like, shook Donald Trump's hand, so everyone's like, oh, no, is he infected? It's like, that's hysteria. That's hysteria.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. And, you know, I don't remember anything like this since the time of AIDS.
Yeah.
This is not AIDS. This is a virus that's going to give you a freaking stuffy nose.
Yeah.
And a fever.
Yeah.
Suck it up. Sorry.
That's bottom line, what you do.
Like, AIDS will kill you.
And when they say,
not even anymore.
We have no cure. Let it run its course. I say, man, that's cold, man.
Yeah. Right?
That's the flu.
Suck it.
Like, whatever. That means that your immune system can fight it off.
Exactly.
Now, when it get done fighting it off, you might need some help boosting it back up.
Right.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is...
But you'll have the immunity to it now.
That's true.
That's just it. Yeah. It's a cold.
Stop making funnies when you're not trying to make funny.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. It's a cold.
You catch it though? It made so much fucking sense. But yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just.
You're absolutely on point. And I like it.
I get so frustrated because I'm raising a daughter who is of the ripe old age of 11, and she could get nervous very easily.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but yeah. I asked her this morning, I said, are you nervous about this? I said, be honest. And she looked at me, she said, no. And I'm like, good.
Yeah,
don't be nervous. Yeah. Be educated.
Yeah. Right. That's what I hit my son with that. I say, my mother come in, she was coughing, but it's cold outside. I say, your grandma come in with the coronas. He's like, what? I'm like, no, nah, man, I'm just joking, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just joking. He like,
I did that.
Oh my God.
I did that yesterday at work. Like, literally, like, the first, like, 30 minutes I walked in, I had a real tickle in my throat. So I'm literally like,
you laid it up. You bastard.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I'm sitting up there just walking past people. And I'm an asshole. And like,
you got to be an asshole, right. Don't you?
But I'm like, I understand. Like, I understand people's panic about it. Yeah. So I'm like, to assuage you, you know what I'm saying? You'll see me wash my hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Often.
Yeah.
Like, but here, somebody brought this interesting question up on Twitter that I was like, like, think of how many people weren't washing their hands as much before coronavirus. Mm. And I'm like, ugh. Because I'm like, I can't tell you how many times I've walked out of a public restroom. And I've seen people just leave.
Like, from a stall.
Like, just
which is different from
out.
The men's room.
Now, that's extra nasty.
I said, a public.
They walk out of a men's room stall going, like, picking their underneath of their fingernails, right? But not washing their hands. I know. That's just nasty.
Oh. Don't touch me if you got dirt under your nails. I'm sorry. I'm a guy. I've been through the trenches. Yeah, you got food under your fingernails, lunch lady.
No, I clean them all out.
Don't touch me. Like, don't be with the booty diggers and you dig. You got to dig dirt. You know, you barely got a nail to dig under that barely nail.
God.
You know what I'm saying? Them type of dirty fingernails, you don't want those.
Right.
You don't want those booty diggers, man.
Oh, my God.
Diggers, man. I'm telling you, man. Like,
so I wonder if that's how this started.
That is so nasty.
This how we going to get them in America.
Yeah.
Booty digging. Yeah, there you have it. Coronavirus.
Booty digging follicles.
Jeez.
That's nasty shit.
That's really.
Like, let's let you think about it. Just stew in that for a minute.
Yo, we got to take a break, y'all. We got more coming up. First initial episode of the Culture Shock Podcast. We are so happy to be here with you.
Woo-hoo!
It's Phoenix. It's Lix.
It's
Crystal. We the Culture Shock Kids. We'll be right back.
The Burning Rant with Phoenix Clouden.
Black voters, we need to talk. As I sit here on March 4th, 2020, the day after the Super Tuesday contest, I'm left confused, baffled, flabbergasted, disgusted, and overall exhausted from what I've seen from my fellow citizens. Joe Biden has emerged as a Democratic frontrunner thanks to some timely dropouts and endorsements from the scattered field. What happened first was that Joe Biden got a major influential endorsement from Representative Joe Clyburn in South Carolina. It was that endorsement that shifted a lot of people in that state to go for Joe. That late shift gave him an overwhelming victory, and then the fix was in. Anyone who followed politics knew Joe was going to win South Carolina, but the media narrative spun out of control. He was deemed the comeback kid, Teflon Joe, and then Steyer dropped out, and then Buttigieg. And then Klobuchar. And suddenly the dead carcass of Beto O'Rourke appeared out of nowhere, and they threw their weight and voters behind Joe. And suddenly, the suburban wine moms and affluent families had their consensus candidate. Who knew they outnumbered the amount of working class people in this country? But what's more upsetting, what's more devastating, was the black vote. The black vote in the southern states overwhelmingly went to Joe Biden, and that left me especially curious. The poverty rate among blacks in Alabama is 27%, 31% in Arkansas, 28% in Minnesota, 25% in South Carolina, 30% in Oklahoma, 27% in Tennessee, 20% in Texas, and 18% in Virginia. These are all the states Joe Biden won, and he won with the help of black voters in each of them. Why would black people vote for a candidate who doesn't have any policies that improve the economic conditions of black people, whose past policies, in fact, contributed to the economic disparities we're seeing today. Things like the 94 crime bill, which exploded the prison industrial complex and disproportionately imprisoned black and brown men at a higher rate. Or the bankruptcy bill that doesn't allow you to ever get rid of student loan debt. Or the bill that he pushed that allowed credit card companies to charge the highest interest rates. Why would black people support a candidate who said on the debate stage that black people don't know how to raise their children, or that poor kids are just as smart as white kids, implying white people are just naturally smarter than the rest of us? Or the fact that he lied about his entire civil rights record, including being arrested in South Africa trying to see Nelson Mandela? How did black voters in these states miss all of this information? Or why did they hear it and reject it anyway? Simple. Laziness and apathy. There are still too many black people in this country who rely on cable news. They took what cable news told them as gospel and went with it. And they never did any research on what cable news refused to tell them about Joe Biden's record. That it's insanely flawed. Biden had default support within the black community simply because he was the vice president to the first black president, and all he had to do was not speak ill of him, and black people would get behind him. Too many people in the black community still see Barack Obama as an exalted leader, and when you come in between George W. Bush and Donald Trump, that's fairly easy to see why. But first, you have the laziness of only listening to one news source and not doing any hard research beyond what they tell you. Then there's the apathy of not caring enough about the issues. Joe Biden is running on one major plank in his platform, that he's the one to defeat Donald Trump. Much of his campaign is defined by that notion. He's not offering much of anything else. And listen, if Biden could defeat Trump and we got a new president literally the day after, I'd be all for it. But it doesn't work that way. If Biden wins, he's president for at least 4 years. And what then? Is he suddenly going to push hard for universal health care so 68,000 people don't die every year? So 500,000 people don't go bankrupt? So there aren't people rationing their insulin every month? Is he going to stop the price gouging of for-profit insurance companies while he's still taking their money? Or what about climate change? Is Biden even concerned or prepared or even up to date on the real impacts and the severity of climate change and how much action we need to take in order to reverse its most devastating effects? How? How, when he doesn't even have the best rated plan by many in the field on this subject? I could go on and on. What's Biden's plan on regulating the banks, ending voter suppression, housing discrimination, equal pay, income inequality, education reform? Look, I'm sure he's got ideas. And if not, he'll put some good people in his administration, but essentially, it'll just be the same old crumbs we've been getting from the Democratic establishment since the 80s. Joe Biden was the status quo pick in Washington. The elites and leadership of the party selected him. And not because he can win, simply because he wasn't Bernie Sanders. And this is the most important point. The elites in the Democratic establishment don't care one way or another if Joe Biden wins or loses. If he loses, they still win. They still get their big paychecks, and they still get to go on cable news networks and bloviate about all the things Trump is doing that's bad, and they'll still get their tax cuts and keep their loopholes and their tax havens because Trump is still on their donors' sides regardless. And if Biden wins, same deal. He'll still give them their tax cuts. He'll still keep the gravy train rolling in Washington. And the only people who will lose out on it will be us. They don't care that you can't afford your medicine if the pharmaceutical lobbyists keep lining their pockets. They don't care that you can't afford the bare necessities of life because the corporations don't care either. And black people are the most vulnerable in all of this. We are at the lower end of the totem pole when it comes to economic and legislative power. And those of us who are in those positions, who are in those positions of power, like Representative Clyburn, have sold us out to the highest bidder. We have got to stop listening to these people in high positions looking down on us commoners and telling us what's best for us. That includes politicians and celebrities alike whose financial interests far outweigh their concerns for the overall well-being of the country. Oddly enough, the ones we should be listening to are those with the smallest voices. Your politically active neighbor or sibling or friend who's struggling just like you, but can see what we need is a fundamental restructuring of the system in order to see any generational change. And I get it. I get it. It's hard. You're working two or three jobs, raising kids, struggling to pay bills, put food on the table. You don't have time to dissect each candidate's platform or research past votes or follow along on the daily happenings that on the campaign trail or at the very least watch a single debate. But you have to. We have to get more informed. We can no longer fall for the flowery words and political doublespeak. We have to look deeply into what a candidate's platform is and how it will benefit us, because we can no longer sit idly by while Democratic elites dictate our futures just to protect their own ass. Black voters on Super Tuesday messed up big. But it's not over. We can fix this. Hopefully.
Back like cook crab.
Hope y'all enjoyed that segment.
They can't keep my line over there.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Dipset. Shout out to Joel Santana. That's who I got that from.
Oh my God.
And this has been the first initial episode of the Culture Shock.
The Corona edition. Yes. Hashtag the Corona edition.
Indeed. Yes. We are so excited for the future of our show, and we can't wait for you guys to obviously listen in, listen more, comment, share.
Give us some feedback.
Definitely support the show. If you can.
Like and share.
Comment and subscribe, all those good things. Yes. We are available on every platform known to man.
Everywhere.
We are everywhere.
We're like that white stuff on rice.
Exactly.
All over.
We're like coronavirus.
We're everywhere. Bottom line.
We're like coronavirus in a rice-a-roni factory.
So
that's going everywhere.
Ooh. Yeah, that's literally everywhere.
That's right? Literally everywhere.
So we're gonna end this show on the question of the day. Chris, you have the question of the day. What is it?
I'm a little nervous now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
I put this on Twitter. Nobody said anything. Uh-oh. I guess I'm not that popular on Twitter. But
Bravo.
All right.
Question to you guys.
Yes.
Which do you wash first? No, which do you wash last? Your feet or your ass?
Last?
Which do you wash last? Your feet, the bottom of your feet, or your asshole? Which one do you wash last?
Crystal, I'm going to let you go first.
I'll go first. And I have no problem. All right, so understand that I have one, two,
don't count the holes.
Four.
I was going to say, like, you got four assholes?
Four?
I'm about to say, what the hell is that?
I've got five different soaps that I use in a shower.
Okay.
So the last thing I wash in the shower is my asshole.
Okay.
Because it happens to be the last in my the line of soaps that I have in my shower.
Wait. Hold up. What?
I have a certain...
I wasn't expecting that shit right there.
I have a very specific shower routine. Shampoo, conditioner, face wash, body wash, ass wash, vagina wash, and foot wash.
Wow.
Well, my vagina and ass wash is the same. I do the front and then the back.
Wow.
So the ass is the last one I wash. The just because it happens to be the last one on the shelf.
That's fine.
You asked.
The last one.
Wait. Okay. She brought up another question, though. Like, are there different scents?
Right. Yes. Yeah, the different scents.
But it's like a casino. They all go together. You're like, no matter what sound you're hearing, they all go together.
Wow.
I'm like a veritable fucking fruit salad. Trust me.
Wow.
Chris, I wasn't expecting this shit.
Chris, I appreciate you for opening up this discussion.
God damn.
Oh, my God.
Phoenix?
Wow. Okay. Unfortunately, my shower regimen is not that specific. I need to work on my life, apparently.
Oh, shit.
That question actually made me realize exactly what a freaking shower snob I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I got one too. Right.
Dude, you got no hair.
Oh my God.
No hair jokes.
No jokes. I'm just saying. Yeah. So fucked up.
I think for me, I actually do the feet last. And I think that's just because they're like
the farthest away.
They're the farthest away.
Just by distance.
And you know what I'm saying? And it's never fun to like lift your feet in the shower to like try to scrub your feet
without falling over.
You know what I'm saying? It's a balancing act. Yeah. So I'm like, we save that for last just in case.
Oh my God. And how about you?
Oh shit. I go back and forth every day. I might wash my asshole last. I might wash my feet last. It depends on how I'm feeling on the day. Hell no. Oh man.
Oh. Well, that was an interesting.
That was a great final question.
Very great final question.
That's a great one. You actually think about it.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Do I really?
I had to think for a second, right?
Yeah.
This morning, it was actually my asshole last. Jesus. But it usually is, so. It depends.
And that is the type of content you will get here and only here.
Oh, yeah.
Culture Shock Podcast.
Oh, man.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
We definitely gotta go now.
This shit about to be lit.
Yeah.
Hey, there's levels of this shit.
There's levels to this shit,
bro. Levels to this shit, man. And we gonna take you through all the levels of this shit.
Once again, we are the Culture Shock Kids. My name is Phoenix.
Lex.
Crystal.
We'll be out. We'll see y'all next time. Peace. Yeah.